We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I know that Tomlin was smitten with this guy from day one. We heard reports that he was down there at Georgia's Pro Day, and he saw the competitive fire and juices in this guy and was in love. And that's why on draft night, or day two of draft night, you can go back and look. I had somebody tell me like an hour before the Steelers picked if he was there,
they were
going to take him, because they were just goo-goo gaga over this guy. For the positive side of what we saw in Sunday's game, he just cares so much. I still think what Tomlin said there about how there was silly commentary out there, I'm still imploring people to tell me where that was coming from.
I didn't like, see what? It. I saw it from fans where, like, you expect, you and I both know this because we've been in this this game for a fairly long time now. You expect somewhat irrational opinions from the people who are fanatics. You know, the long word of fans. And I just have not seen a media narrative out there. Have you seen one column written that, like, decries George Pickens? Again, if anything, Deontay caught a lot of crap from people.
And Matt Canada.
Matt Canada caught some, and I saw some where it was like, hey, Pickett, just chuck it up to him.
Yeah, I think the pie got split up maybe four ways, and the smallest sliver went to Pickens for letting his emotions get the best of him. So here's Roethlisberger now on his football and podcast with Spence, and the special guest was James Harrison.
Oh boy.
And they were doing another one of these things where they were hanging out, drinking beer, watching the game.
Were they at a hotel room again?
No, they were back in Ben's man cave.
Okay.
Which I have to give Ben credit. There are a lot of podcasts out there. There are not a lot of original ideas left. But the idea of Ben just being down in his basement, drinking beer and watching the Steelers game, and we get to see his reaction to it, pretty good idea.
Do they ever seem to get tipsy by the end of the podcast? This is not a super long thing.
He's a big
thing,
man.
Right?
I mean, think how many beers it would take Andre the Giant to get drunk.
You think Ben's ever posed with a can in his hand and it just looks like...
I'd like to see that.
Now, what if Kenny did it? Would it, the can would look gigantic?
I've shook Ben's hands a few times. He's got some meat hooks.
You didn't answer what would happen if Kenny had the can in there. The can just looked enormous.
Kenny's got like one of those pony bottles. Looks like...
looks like the Empire State Building.
Looks like a bottle of wine. In his hands. All right, so
anyway.
Ben reacts here in real time to what was going on with George Pickens.
But I've been watching his body language. We talked about, you said he had one attempt. They've been kind of talking about that, and they just showed him on the sideline, on the bench, sitting there like, you know, pouting. And they showed the coach come up and sit next to him, and they showed Cam come up and, like, get down in front of him and talk to him. I don't know what was said. I can't hear anything, but you can tell he's mad
because
he's not getting the ball, right? So as soon as the Steelers get the ball back, it's first and 10. They throw a little 3-yard, like, completion to him, and that is prototypical offensive coordinator trying to keep a guy happy. They threw him a 3-yard pass to try and keep him. We would do that to guys. Hey, we got so-and-so's mad. Like, they're not happy right now. They're fighting with everybody. We got to throw a screen. You throw a screen. You would do anything to get him the ball. And that's what just happened. They threw him that ball to try and, like make him feel better.
Yeah.
And I don't know that, some guys, like, that would be good, like, one. But we'll see what happens. But I promise you, that just happened.
Couple things on that. I think Ben is making a conscious effort on this podcast not to refer to my name. I think he knows that what he says goes out viral.
Yeah.
And
doesn't want to get on the AB radar.
Knows, well, not only that, but like knows the radioactivity, and also knows that somebody is going to take those comments and just run with them and make a big deal with that. And just now we always have to, we know he's talking about AB.
What,
but
I
he's
thought,
not going to say AB.
Wait, I thought when he meant we had to throw a guy a screen, he meant Marcus Wheaton.
He meant Dante Moncrief. Yes. Deontay Johnson.
Sammy Coates.
Deontay Johnson Sr. Dante Moncrief. So, like that, you could read between the lines here. I think he's talking about AB bitching about not getting the ball. Mm-hmm. My thing is, if you're a wide receiver and you're ticked off, you're hot that you're not getting the ball, how does a two-yard out, how does that placate you? Like, it's not a good play, and I don't think that's enough to calm a guy down either.
What do you think would make Pickens would have made Pickens happier? The play they ran right there, okay? Or they put a go ball out there for him that's like a 50-50, like, and he might not catch it.
That's what I don't get about when Ben says that's prototypical prototypical offensive coordinator. They know a guy wants the ball, so they try to come up with a – like, that's not a real way to get the guy the ball.
No, it's an artificial creation where you're hoping that the guy is so desperate to just touch the football that that placates him. But I would have rather seen an incomplete pass there where Pickens is targeted 30 yards down the field. I would have.
That's like in the Bengals game when the same thing was happening with Deontay Johnson, and so he came up with the jet sweep to get him the ball there late before halftime.
Yeah,
prototypical GM. Yeah, it sounds like stupid GM. Or stupid – prototypical OC. That sounds like stupid OC.
It just sounds like the cop-out. Like, let's just get him one quick pat. It's almost more insulting to the receiver because I feel like even George Pickens knows they're doing this just to get me the ball.
Big takeaway from that, too, if you watch the video, when I say a nice, delicious layout of snacks and Harrison's reaching in and he's chowing down on chips and you're hearing him chewing in all the
percentage chance that we truly influence.
Oh, I've heard through the grapevine
above 50.
I'm just saying, I think it got back to him that some of the guests were complaining about.
I think
the
if it's us,
lack
I
of snacks.
First, if it's us, especially if it's me, he's like, whatever. Mueller's an idiot.
Oh no, I don't think it's because.
But then it's Pomp. It's
did
Kiesel.
He serve food?
No,
not even hors d'oeuvres.
I asked for snacks and they were not available.
That's still the. God, that's the
play
gut
the first,
shot
play the first
right there.
Clip. Play the first part of that clip.
Did he serve food?
No.
Listen to that.
Not even hors d'oeuvres?
I asked for snacks, and they were not available.
Shut down on snacks.
None available. Like, that means that I couldn't go out and get any. I couldn't drive, you know, maybe send my wife out on a quick errand if she was able to. Send, you know, hey, take the kids. Go grab them something
Donnie,
nice,
what do
too.
You think would be your first pick in a bar in a man cave snack situation? Pretzels? Peanuts? Chips?
I think especially, too, since it's like a podcast that is centered around beer. I think you got to go pretzels, peanuts, popcorn. I mean, you know, Ben could get one
soft
of those sweet popcorn
no?
machine.
What about soft pretzels? Hard or soft pretzels?
Oh,
I mean, I would go
ate a soft pretzel the size of your head.
Well, see, in that case, I would go with the hard ones, like, you know, the 1 pound bag or whatever.
What about those pretzel pieces, man? Those things are great.
By the way,
I'm a big fan of those.
How about our partner in crime here? Is going to be sitting in company VIP seats.
I believe he called them pony seats.
At the Penguins game tonight.
Sweet seats?
Three rows back.
Oh!
Behind the visiting bench.
You going to heckle?
He could say, Johnny Hockey, you suck. You blow.
Who moves
what
to Columbus?
What if he
Columbus?
Said, Donnie, football,
jackass?
You suck?
Dude, what a... Can you imagine the insane flex if he somehow knew of our show, knew who you were? I think that would be the single biggest flex imaginable is if a Blue Jackets player has said, hey, Donnie Football, pipe down and watch the game. You could turn to Sarah and just be like, honey, I made it. That's it. I'm a star.
He's going to get on TV tonight.
100%.
What a run for him. He was on Monday Night Football
for under
last
one
week.
Second, but it's still more times
rounds
than I've been
on. Rounds
up
to a second.
Very good point.
And probably going to be on the Penguins broadcast multiple times tonight.
Are you going to make
faces? What if
Aries
like, oh my God, that looks like Donnie Football behind the Blue Jackets bench?
I'll tell you, I'm going to put a siren call out right now for our
listeners.
That
looks like America. Wait, why can't Potash say to his people over at AT&T Sportsnet, there's a certain character.
You want me to text Dan right now?
Yeah, there's going to be a certain character right behind the Blue Jackets bench. Let's get coming back from break a nice close-up of Donnie.
I already happen to know a guy. It's one of my best friends, one of my best friends from college, that he works the productions for AT&T, and I've already given him a heads up, like, hey, I'm going with Sarah, like a couple other friends.
Malsy,
we're sitting right here.
I got
you guys
one.
Need a shot of the crowd.
How about we get in touch with the PA voice of the Penguins, Marianne Ritchie, and see if we can get him on the Kiss Cam tonight.
Oh, now you're talking.
Don't you think the entire arena would light up if they saw a passionate smooch from Donnie and Sarah?
And the lovely Sarah, yes.
I think you'd get one of those stick taps from the crowd. I think the guys on the bench would say, oh, look at this. He's getting a little tongue in there.
I was at a Cleveland baseball game years and years ago when I was probably like 15 or 16. And for whatever reason, I don't even remember why, I was there with just a family friend's daughter who was like 2 years ahead of me in school.
Yep.
We had no involvement with each other whatsoever. They put us on the Kiss Cam.
And?
Absolutely mortified.
Did you go for it?
No.
Was she hot?
I was not into her.
Oh.
At all.
Was she disappointed?
No, she thought it was as awkward as I did. I'm sure she wasn't into me either.
I know a guy about 9 years ago that was cheating on his girlfriend at a Pirates game, and they put him on the Kiss Cam with
that
a girl.
I remember that dude.
Yep.
I remember that,
yeah,
and
I've
he
told you that.
Was mortified.
And he was, it ended his relationship.
Did it start a new one with the person he was cheating with?
No. No, she ended up doing something else.
Oh, for someone else.
Yeah.
Oh, for two. My man, he was halfway to a golden sombrero.
How about that?
That's a bad night at the park.
Anyways, Donnie's going to be there tonight.
Do you want me to finish the text to Potash?
Yes.
Do you want me to see if Potash can pull a few strings here to get Donnie on TV?
Like, Casey, Rob King, be like, when we come back, Jay's going to telestrate the first period's top play, and then and it's just Donnie just like chowing down popcorn.
It'd be when Costanza on Seinfeld is at the U.S. Open just hammering ice cream, and they put him on there.
Wasn't it like melting and getting all over his face and stuff?
If you eat a soft pretzel there and they just telestrate you crushing a pretzel by yourself and they show like, and there's the pull away when his girlfriend goes for it, I will cry happy tears all night.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Ready, boys?
Everybody have fun tonight.
Everybody have fun tonight.
Everybody Wang Chung tonight.
Everybody Wang Chung tonight.
Hold on.
I messed it up.
Everybody Wang Chung tonight.
That's why we practice.
I'm going to need those lines on the screen.
At Christmas karaoke, are we going to have that?
Wang Chung?
No, are we going to have the lyrics?
I actually do know of like high-level karaoke where the people get real serious. They don't put the lyrics up. But yes, karaoke,
night,
you always have it.
Mike's Beer Bar, you should come down and hang out with us.
High-level karaoke. What am I saying on this show?
So, I know. So, Tomlin, 12 games in, three quarters of the way through the season, when he made his opening remarks at his press conference heard here on The Fan today, he did a couple of State of the Union things. He talked about like where they're at relative to the rest of the NFL, which we'll let you hear in a second. But he also said that about the team and how young guys expect them to get better, how they're on an upward swing, an upward trajectory. But all the people that he lumped in there were offensive players. Pickett not turning the ball over. He thinks the offensive line has gotten better. So do I. And he expects both of those things to continue, which bodes well for them in their last five games. Now, I have said that I don't think Mike Tomlin overall has done a very good job this year. Their Vegas total, or over under in Vegas, was 7.5. They're on pace to win 7 games. He botched the quarterback situation in the offseason by being stubborn about Trubisky and then pulling the plug early on Trubisky, and Pickett was ill-prepared to go in there and play, and it led to some sloppiness from Pickett and some carelessness overall in the offense because Kenny just wasn't ready, not because he didn't take his job seriously or anything like that. Like, he needed rapport and chemistry with guys that are part of the first-team offense, and he got none of that in training camp in the preseason. And this team's defense, which they paid $108 million for, even without Watt, should not be as bad as it is right now. And I don't mean the last couple of games. I mean for the season. Chris, what were the stats you had? I'm 19th in scoring defense, 24th in total defense. And we know that's Tomlin's baby.
Flip it, actually. Oh, no, you're right.
19th scoring defense, 24.
You had him right.
Yeah, that's
terrible. Still terrible against the pass, which if you want to split hairs, what's his area of particular expertise? I mean,
that's
secondary.
Yeah, that's just, you know, that's below the line, as he likes to say, and below average output from his defense, which should be, even without Watt, still an average to above average unit. Maybe not elite or great
anymore. They should still be. Is it fair for me to say they should be top third of the league even without Watt? Even if it's, especially if it's not for a whole season?
Because so many of those eggs are in that basket with the coaches they brought in and everything.
Most of their resources have been plowed into that side.
I think that Tomlin, so far this year, has done a below average job. But Scott texted into the show and brought up a good point. He said, I think he's done a good job for this reason. This is his rationale. Mike Tomlin has put the development of young talent over winning meaningless games. New O-line, Pickens, Freiermuth, Najee Harris, Jaylen Warren, DeMarvin Leal. He throws Loudermilk in there. I don't know really why.
That would have made you think it was me in disguise.
Keep getting the young guys time. Don't tank. Try to win, but most of all, improve.
So here's the thing about that point. And Tomlin has alluded to that whole thing where he doesn't grade on a curve. He stresses, and he has stressed, that Pickett's development does not come at the expense of wins. But like Pickens, Freiermuth, what are they supposed to do? Sit those guys on the bench? Who else is there to play? He even alluded to it, Tomlin did in his press conference today, that like maybe he was asked a question about the rookies bonding together. And he said maybe the one difference this year from what we do with rookies every other year, which is basically house them together, have them go through life skills and all that together, is a lot of those guys are getting more of a chance to play right away and contribute. That tells me, like, what other choice did he have? He's got a very young team, and by necessity, he's got to play guys.
He does not have a young team.
Young offensive skill guys, that's who he's naming.
Well, but that's really why this is such a weird team. That the defense is a veteran.
Old and expensive.
Win playoff games, win a division title, win playoff games defense, and the offense is a rebuilding unit. That's why I think for some of our listeners, this is a hard evaluation on Tomlin. Because it is a year where you take your lumps on offense and you want to see signs of life and progress with Pickett especially, and Pickens for sure, and offensive linemen who are younger, even though their offensive line really is not, there's no rookies there. They did spend money on Daniels and Cole, and Chooks has been here for a while.
It's a new group, if you want to call it that, and if you talk about cohesion on the line, they are new in that sense.
But I guess the reason why I'm so firm on like Tomlin not having a good year is because I think when the year started, when they got together in La Trobe, because of the defense that he had, he was trying to win games this year. This wasn't a tacit rebuilding year on his part. That's why he went with the safe quarterback at the beginning of the season. Because he wanted the quarterback and Trubisky not to screw it up, and for his defense to try to bottle up what they did in the Cincinnati game and do a facsimile or version of that in like every game this year. So,
well, what I never liked about that plan in the first place, and why you and I gave him the same grade of what, C minus today.
Has Donnie given a grade yet for Tomlin at this point?
Give a quick grade.
I'd go C.
Just average. Okay. So you're slightly.
I mean, and a couple of the points, which I know you guys brought up earlier in the show, are ones that I thought of too. Things that didn't even happen during the season. His lack of a quarterback competition in camp. And then really the way that they handled Najee and his Liz Frank injury, I think set them back as well. Because
why hasn't anybody brought up bringing back Canada as a criticism so far today?
Right this second, I feel like I'm in a time warp right now or doing like shrooms. I think the opinion on Canada, the needle on him publicly right now, is pointed slightly up. They're 3-1 and they haven't cashed in touchdowns, but you know what they're doing that Steelers fans have historically always
loved? They're running the ball.
They are running the absolute ever-loving bleep out of the ball.
And that makes the owner of the team very happy.
They've run it for 100-plus in 5 straight games. If they get it again, it's going to be the first time in almost a decade they've done that since 2015. And their offensive line, which is a Canada coaching hire, he wanted Pat Meyer. That guy and that group look like the best group on the team right now. They are starting to control games. They're starting to possess the ball, which is helping the defense, even though it doesn't look great all the time, generally keep teams down points-wise other than Burrow. Here's my quick thought on Tomlin, though. He mangled. The reason I give him the same grade as you, he mangled the quarterback situation by not even giving Pickett a chance and going with the veteran. But in what you just said, what he thought his defense could do, like the facsimile of the Bengals game, think of how unreasonable that really was, though, in the modern NFL, that your defense is going to be that dynamic all year long. It was never, I think, a sustainable way to win football games. It was never a way. If that was his goal, it never was. And furthermore, not that I'm a NASCAR viewer, but he put a restrictor plate on Trubisky. Like, Trubisky's tenure here, I think, would have failed one way or the other, but it might not have failed as spectacularly or as quickly if the coach had taken the quarterback who does have the better arm of the two, does have the better legs of the two, and just said, just go out and try to play athletically. But he did. He said, I'm going to put clamps on you and tell you to do this, this, and this, and basically make you petrified to screw up. And then when Pickett, the rookie, goes in there, it's obvious that he is being held to a different standard and trusted with more.
Yeah, he was trusted with more, but he was also thrown into the fire in a gauntlet with the team, with the teams that they played, where like just having.
I understand that, but just let Trubisky. If Trubisky loses his job, it should have been because he turned the ball over so much and validated like what people like you and me were saying, that he can't be trusted with the football. That he's just not cerebral enough to be an elite-level starting quarterback despite having the tools physically. So that's what I don't like there. He tried to, I think, have it both ways, and he never really considered the idea that he could start Pickett day one, which is also inexcusable because they all talked about Pickett's pro readiness.
How do you reconcile those two things at once? I'm still not going to let him off the hook for Canada. Under the heading of what have you done for me lately, Canada has escaped the typical vitriol and venom and criticisms that he gets from me. But, I mean, we're still coming out of a win where their most electrifying receiver was barely used. And part of that is an inability by the offensive coordinator to come up with ways to get him the ball. Once you see what the Falcons' defensive game plan and defensive scheme is for the game. Still need to find a better way to get him involved. And
do you put any of it on the quarterback?
I do, but like if it's more of a veteran quarterback, I really put more of it on him.
Like I haven't looked, but I wonder how many looks did Pickett have where he just didn't trust the look and maybe should have thrown him the ball. I can't fully put it on Canada without knowing how many times, like, was there ever an all-out blitz where he should have just chucked it to Pickens?
And the other thing is, their $18 million receiver has badly regressed this year. Horribly regressed.
He just doesn't seem at all like himself. Like what we were led to believe he was going to be turning into.
Yeah, overall body of work, you're still 28th in scoring offense.
What's the highest grade Tomlin could get if they ended up like 9-8 and they finished 7-2 or something, right? Mm-hmm. Down the stretch. What kind of grade do you think he gets from you at that point? And their offense continues to progress. Everything else kind of looks the same as it has for a while now.
Probably like an A- or B+.
Yeah. I mean, it ends up being, I think, a better season for him than the 2019 year if they can somehow pull that off. And I think people now, because Lamar isn't going to play on Sunday, I think people now are talking themselves into this.
Yeah, I told you that yesterday.
No, I'm not still, but I think people, like, it feels now with the Lamar news specifically, Pony, is what I mean.
Yes, I told you we were going to get this Lamar Jackson news yesterday.
But you can never be sure about it.
I think that part of them getting to 9-8 and getting hot in the second half of the season is that he has to overcome some of his bad coaching decisions in the first half of the season. Like, he has to overcome some of his own self-inflicted adversity.
I think he has to also overcome, even though there are some interceptions where it's tip balls that precipitated it, a very crucial loss where he and his defense very briefly made Zach Wilson look like Joe Montana.
Yeah.
Which is not a good look for him. And also, I'm going to lump this one in, even though I know he was coaching against God incarnate Bill Belichick. We know now that after all the, are they good, are they bad, are they good, Mac Jones sucks, Matt Patricia sucks, and they probably should have found a way to hold them down to even under 17 points.
Here's more Tomlin's State of the Union.
Man, we had an opportunity to stack a victory, and that's something that we hadn't done, and so that's a significant step. Hopefully it's a springboard for us as we move forward. Absolutely, we need it to be. The sand is running through the hourglass in terms of us stating the case for ourselves. We recognize that. We've recognized that for some time now, and that's why we've worked with the urgency that we've worked with for some time, just trying to get back into conversation and find a level of consistency that produces wins on a consistent basis. Two consecutive road wins is significant as well. If you're going to be a team in this thing, you got to make venue and game location a non-factor in terms of performance, and so there are a lot of positives to draw from that. We can't wear our hands out patting ourselves on the back. Obviously, we got the Baltimore Ravens coming in this week. We got five or so left. Three of those are divisional games. And so, boy, there's a lot of weight on them. There's a lot of weight on this one.
Do you think that he said sands through the hourglass because he was a Days of Our Lives fan growing up?
I'm trying to decide what soap opera. No, I think Mike Tomlin would have said The Bold and the Beautiful. Or he would have said about his rookies, they're the young and the restless.
Do you know that professional wrestling is called soap operas for men?
Yes, because that's what it is.
Did you know that Donnie and I are going to go to the wrestling on Friday?
No, I was invited to go.
Bye.
You really want to know?
Is it somebody in Robinson?
Fake John and Robinson, I got an invite.
He's a wrestling fan.
No, he's not, but one of his good buddies is, and he's DDing.
So are you going to go? Buddy,
no, I can't because Alex works. He has suite tickets. He's got pony seats.
See, we normally get
Donnie and I are
going to
be up in peanut heaven like the
blue
collar guys that we are.
No, I don't think we will. No, we'll be with our guys from the Wild Things.
But I don't think we want to be that close because then you'll be able to tell that it's fake, no?
They're still like hitting each other, though. They're not just doing like they're not like doing the old air punch. I mean, when they're like actually they're like pulling the punch like a millimeter shy of the person.
This be the first time you're ever at one of these?
No, I've been to some.
Well, like when a guy
I mean,
like
I know you're
super
at the 92 Royal Rumble, but I don't know if it's been 30 years in between. Here.
Wait a minute. Do you think we have time for No, we don't, unfortunately. But Pony, I bet, could name almost in order 1 to 30 92
My mom
Rumble.
Got mad at my uncle because he gave me Mountain Dew at that.
I remember
show.
That. Pony, you do realize, though, that like they do a suplex off the top rope. It doesn't feel good, right? You know that's not
of course.
Fake. Okay. Just making sure. Is this WWE? Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get a Kurt Angle appearance, too.
Man, I saw Kurt walking through an airport about a year or two ago.
How'd he look?
His neck has taken a lot of abuse, man. I actually felt bad because he still looks like he could kick some ass, but his neck is just clearly
in bad
shape.
Yeah, be careful what you say. I think he listens to the show from time to time.
No, I felt bad because he's had a ton of neck injuries. And it's like a real...
He won a gold medal with a
broken freaking neck. Thank you.
And we know, and I know another former professional wrestler who is from Pittsburgh, who's a big-time Steelers fan who listens to the show from time to time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.